This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
This morning, we'll be talking about the Murfreesboro City Schools and, more specifically, the ESP program for the summer within the Murfreesboro City School System. And today as guests, we have on the air Tori Carr and Cynthia Hopkins. So I guess starting out, the ESP summer program, that it officially started, what, this past week?
Yes, last Tuesday.
So last Tuesday was the big opening day for it.
Memorial Day.
That's right,
students
opening
are
day.
Back in the buildings, and it is the first day of summer, and we have been going ever since.
And how big of a program is it? How many kids actually attend?
This summer, we're serving almost 1,200 students at our sites.
Now, is that up each year? I'm curious.
Prior to COVID, our numbers were higher, but after COVID, you know, they kind of slipped down, but they have gradually increased each year. And this spring, we definitely did a big push about getting our families back in our program. So we are up from last year for sure.
And I would assume those numbers, you know, outside of the whole COVID thing, do go up every year because Murfreesboro is growing every year.
Oh, that's right.
It is growing.
During the school year, we serve a little over 20% of our family, so that's almost a fourth of our Murfreesboro City School students that we house in our ESP program. So
do you have to be a Murfreesboro City School student to attend ESP, or could you be a homeschooler who goes to ESP or anything like that?
You do have to be a Murfreesboro City School student to attend ESP. In the summer, the way our program works is if you have completed the year prior to, or you were already registered for the incoming year, you may attend our summer program. But you do have to be one of our students to attend.
And do parents have to pay for ESP?
They do have to pay for ESP. We are a self-funded program, so we do not receive funds outside of a federal grant. So we do have to charge, but we do keep our rates relatively effectively low. And so we're really excited about that. And our fall rates, our incoming rates for the fall did not increase. So I know our families are very pleased about that.
So with 1,200 or so students in ESP, do you have it at more than one location?
We do. For the summer, we don't have it housed at all of our schools. We have 13 schools in our district, but we also have ESP at our preschool, as our pre-K building as well. But so 14 schools total, and then our Little Sprouts building. But in the summer, we are holding ESP at 8 sites because we combine for several reasons. One, there's construction at some of our schools going on, so we're not able to be there. Also, just to effectively and efficiently run our program, we combine as well. And so we work closely with instruction and then our maintenance department about selecting those schools. So this summer, we have our ESP at Salem Elementary, at Overall Creek Elementary. Scales Elementary is open and also holding Case and Lane with them. John Pittard is combined with Siegel at John Pittard this year. Black Fox and Reeves are combined. Northfield and Mitchell Nelson are combined. And Bradley and Hopgood are combined.
And what does a typical day look like at ESP?
A typical day at ESP is pretty awesome. It's very wild and fun. We're open from 6 to 6. So our children kind of trickle in, and usually by 7:30 we have the majority of our families there, our students there. You've got to think, for our families who are commuting or being at work most of the time, that start time in general is 8 o'clock. So by 7:30, we usually have our families there. We do have a time for breakfast and a time to kind of just slowly ease into the day. By 8 o'clock, usually they've had breakfast, they've gotten there, and then we break off by grade level. We, you know, divide our students up by grade level, just like they would be during the regular school day. And they will go and they'll start their enrichments and their camps, because one thing we really believe in ESP is we are truly an extension of the school day. Our goal is to provide that safe, engaging place for our students to still have learning, but also understand that it's before and after school. And so they may not be as engaged, but we definitely provide enrichment camps for them to kind of extend that learning. So they'll start their enrichments, they start their camps. All of our sites have themes each week. We have field trips each week. They go to places in general that are local, educational and fun. We're going to some of our field trips this summer are to Main Event, Sky Zone, Discovery Center. They go to Barfield Park. We go to Manchester Rec. We even have swimming field trips. Some of our enrichment camps, we make sure that we are covering across the disciplines. We have sports camps, chess camps, science camps. Cooking camp is probably one of our students' favorite camps. A lot of different STEAM camps, weather camps. One of the most popular camps this summer is a Disney camp. Our enrichments in general aren't an additional fee, but sometimes depending on what it is, if there's extra materials, special materials, there may be an extra cost associated with that. But even if our students don't participate in the camps, there's still activities that they do throughout the day. So they, of course, still get recess. They, of course, still get kind of like a downtime. But the biggest thing that we really take pride in offering for our families is the fact that it is just continuity provided for our students. They're familiar with the place that they're going in the summer. They're familiar with that staff. They know the friends that are there. And so I think that that's one thing that our district is very proud of, the fact that we can offer that for our families.
And with the Disney camp, you said that's one of the favorites. What do they do during Disney camp?
They do different cooking things with that. They do art activities.
Dress up probably.
Dress up
days. And I've seen some girls wearing their Disney princess outfits.
Yes.
Those light up heels are clacking down the hallway.
All the things in Disney camp. And, you know, and they will usually kind of culminate that. They'll get to watch a movie with that and see one of their favorite Disney things. But, you know, they'll act out things with that. And, you know, most kids, they all love Disney. So
are you able to utilize the teachers who are there throughout the school year in ESP?
Oh, yes. We definitely are able to use our certified teachers for different enrichments and camps. And throughout the school year, we actually offer tutoring to our students. So we have all certified teachers doing providing that tutoring. But we also have our staff, who the majority of our staff before and after school are going to be college students from MTSU. So we have a partnership with them on that. We love working with our education students over there, and what a great way for them to get into our district, for them to work with ESP throughout their college years, and then hopefully stay on to teach with us.
Is that pretty normal for someone who works at ESP who's maybe in college, they eventually become a teacher with the city?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a win-win for everyone.
And our partnerships with MTSU are so critical, and not only the students, but for us as well. So like Cynthia said, the ESP students before and after school. So say they have a late class on Tuesday, they might can do the morning shift, go to class, but then ultimately, like she said, we want them to be teachers in our district, but then they will work in our district through ESP. They can student teach in our district. They can they can do all sorts of things. And just that partnership with MTSU is so amazing, and just that what we're able to offer these education students.
And with all this starting Memorial Day or the day after Memorial Day, how long does it run?
All summer long. Our summer program starts the day we get out of school, and it doesn't end until that the day they go back. So we offer care year round.
And can a parent enroll their student there, their child there, maybe, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks into the program?
Oh, absolutely. Our summer registration is still open, and it will remain open, because sometimes they might get out of school on Memorial Day and they know they've got 2 weeks of vacation planned, and they have their children, you know, with them, or maybe grandparents or family members are coming in for those first few weeks of summer, and they don't really need our care until starting the end of June, and they absolutely can register at that time.
And ESP, it's been going on for almost 40 years now?
Yes, it'll be 40 years next year. And what amazing insight back 40 years ago for someone to really take a look at this and think, you know, our family dynamic is changing. At that time, you had an influx in single parent homes, and also homes where both adults are having to work outside of the home. And so that strong need for before and after care became so great. Mm-hmm. And someone very smart took a look at that and thought, there's no better place for our kiddos to be than to be with us and to make that easy transition into their school day. Because there wasn't really probably a daycare at that time that would actually provide that transportation to school and or come and pick them up after school. So as far as what we were able to offer our parents, this program is definitely the way to ease our parents' mind to know that those kids are in a familiar place and safe place, and they're continuing to learn before and after the school bell.
And I know that for our families, I mean, I know I speak for myself every time I feel like we talk about ESP, but I couldn't, you know, I couldn't do what I do because when school gets out at 2:30, I don't get off work at 2:30, even though Hudson drove us. So we work until 4, 5, and so for me and for my family, that, I mean, it works perfect because my daughter is there, she is at school, she is with her friends, and she is playing. And on Wednesdays, I know I cannot pick her up early because it is art camp.
It is art camp.
She has to finish her project. And but seeing the joy on her face after school, even, I mean, we know that these babies are so tired.
They are.
And they learn all day, but they still get to learn and have fun after their regular school day ends.
And during the traditional school year, you've got, I guess the city calls them the school resource officers, just like the county. How do you go about doing those same types of things of having police officers at the schools or patrol the schools? How do you go about monitoring that?
So definitely all of the things that happen during the school day, it happens before and after school, you know, as well, as far as, you know, nursing or needing SROs or guidance counselors or things like that. So we definitely want to give a shout out right now to our site directors because they wear many hats.
Yes.
But we have to, I have to say a special thanks right now to Sergeant Williams. He is over all of our SROs. And so during the summer, during summer school, we do have SROs, you know, in our buildings. But in July, you know, Officer Williams is always still available to make sure that we have safety. You know, if we need it, I can reach out to him. I've given him a call many times before and after school hours, and he is very quick to respond. So we appreciate the Murfreesboro Police Department for always being there for us.
Mm-hmm. So are staff arrangements kind of similar to the regular or traditional school year as far as having a principal or an assistant principal? What does all of that look like?
So it is very similar. At each site, we have a site director, which would be equivalent to the administrator. We have an assistant site director. We have someone that, for as far as our staff, we call them the caller. They're kind of that front office person. We have a curbside person because for safety reasons, you know, the parents aren't walking the students in. So we run just a drop-off outside of each building, and we call that the curbside person, and they log our students in. And then you have your staff, you have your teachers. And so it's very similar to the way we staff our school day. Again, that just gives that continuity to those students. They see the same people every day. As far as, you know, chain of command, it's laid out very similar to the school day.
And same with school lunch, I would guess. It go in the cafeteria, you
That's
eat.
Right.
And move on.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right.
And then speaking of school lunches, the summer feeding program is also going on. Now, is that taking place at the schools where ESP is?
So some of them are taking place at our ESP sites. And just as the reminder, but all of these meals are free for children 18 and under. And so you just show up and you can, I know at some of them you can eat on site, some of them it is to go, but we do have several different locations. And so our ESP sites are those feeding sites. But I will say that we have the Discovery Center in Patterson Park, as well as several apartments. So we have the Chariot Point, the 902, Rolling Acres, Spring Valley, and Abington. And all of this information can be found on our website, on our Facebook page. I've seen it shared just on this post 219 times. So it looks like lots of people know where to go to get these meals. But that is breakfast and lunch. And so we just continue to make sure that our children and all across the county are fed. And we want to offer that for them.
And with that age of those who can go to the feeding site being up until 18, obviously these are not sixth graders within the city schools or fifth graders.
So it can
be the whole community.
Everyone can go. Your baby, you can get any meals for them as well and take that back.
Back when ESP first started during the 80s, I know the big thing, latchkey kids, I think is what they called them, kids who go home to an empty house because their parents are at work. Is that still really big in Murfreesboro? And I mean, if it is, I'm sure it's the same at other places like Smyrna, Laverne. But are a lot of kids still going home to that empty house because the parent is working late?
You know, I think that just it probably is still happening. And then those students will ride the buses. So I know that our transportation department does a fantastic job at making sure that those students are getting off the bus and they see people and they're making sure they get in their house. You know, I think we all probably rode the bus at some point, but, you know, we are fortunate that our kids are those younger grades. And so more often than not, there is an older sibling at home and that they can be there with them.
And speaking of buses, what does the transportation look like throughout the summer for ESP?
So for ESP, I mean, it looks a little different because we don't provide for ESP.
Right.
But summer school has officially started as of yesterday. Today's Tuesday. So yesterday. So you will see our buses on the road. They are rolling all summer for summer school or the whole month of June, and they are staying busy.
Staying very busy. On Friday, our summer school runs from Monday through Thursday. So the buses were utilized for that. But on Fridays, ESP gets them because that's when we take our field trips. So you will still see them on the roads on Friday. And just know those are ESP kids headed to a field trip having fun.
So have you got city school students who are not only at ESP, but they're doing summer school as well?
Definitely. Yes.
The instructional summer school began yesterday. So we now have ESP students as well as instructional summer school students in our buildings. And some of those kids, and we, of course, provide ESP for those students as well. So some of those children are on both lists there, but our buildings are full. So it's a good thing to see.
This would be a big undertaking. I mean, there's lots of moving parts to ESP.
There is a lot of moving parts to ESP.
I went to the sites. Well, getting in the sites and making sure things are going okay. But yesterday I went to all the sites because it was summer school starting as well. So we were out there starting at 6:30, just making sure, because some of those students were dropped off at ESP at 6, and then we had to get them through the breakfast line and then to summer school at 7:30. And then you had summer school drop off, as well in a different location of the building. So it was quite the undertaking. So shout out to those site directors as well as those building level principals who maintained that all with a smile on their face yesterday.
And I know I was in a couple of schools, and I forgot for just a second that summer school, and I was like, man, there's a lot of kids here. What are these nurses visits doing?
Right.
They were just in the hallways.
That was a good thing to see.
But it's so nice to see, because I think just, during the school year, our schools they're packed. We have so many, and it's you are used to it. But there's just a different feel when you walk through the buildings in the summer. The kids are just excited. It's hot out. They're all sweaty.
Yes.
And it's just, I think there's just a different feeling through summer.
Mm-hmm. So the kids obviously know the difference between ESP versus real school year.
They do. And it's fun to go in those buildings, like Tori's saying. And, yesterday I was there and I was asking, tell me what you love about, summer ESP. It always goes back to, I get to spend the summer with my friends, or the certain, like she was talking about her daughter with art camp. They know those camps. They love their staff.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say, I love Miss Charlotte, or Mr. Ben. I had so much fun with him playing soccer yesterday. I have to brag on our staff. I mean, they do such a good job building relationships with those children, because you have to think, a lot of those kids are with us from 6 to 6. That's a tremendous percentage of their day. And they spend as much time, if not more, at school than they do at home during their, school age years. And so to build those relationships with their staff, or even like the school year teachers, is paramount to their growth, just emotionally as well. And so I love seeing our staff really take that extra step and build those relationships. It means so much to those kids. They look up to them.
With such a long day for the kids, do you have to have like a nap time? What do you do? Is there some kind of downtime?
They do have a downtime. They definitely have a downtime. And depending on the age, it kind of varies on how that looks. For our older kids, it may just kind of be a relax and chill time. None of them want to stop. None of them want to rest.
They do not want to take rest.
And I get that. I think that starts early on when they're babies, when they're infants. But there's definitely a version of downtime. And for us as well, like, we have to be very cognizant of the fact during the school year as well that they've pushed and worked so hard from 8 to 3 that sometimes when they get to us, they're done. you know, and so it sometimes can be very challenging to make sure that we're providing that good balance between something very engaging and a learning activity, but also understanding that it can't always be as rigorous as their school day, because they're at a different place before and after school, and we want to assist in making their school day as good of a day as we can. So we always try to balance that, but there's definitely a need for some rest.
I think we all need that.
We all need that.
That's right. Now, within the regular school year, you have obvious zoning, but what do you do about zoning for ESP?
So for ESP, our zoning is the exact same as it is for their school day. Our pre-K program varies a little bit with that, but that's because that zoning's different. But as far as the school you attend ESP, is the school that you attend during the school year.
And then again, how many schools have ESP going on?
So we have, during the school year, we have ESP at every single site. Every school has ESP, as well as our pre-K. And during the summer, it's at eight of our sites. But every child is served.
Do you have one school that has, you know, far more children or far less children, or are they equally divided? How do you go about figuring that out?
So in general, on average, our sites serve about 22% of our students. But that definitely, you know, our sites who have 1,000 students, mm-hmm. you know, like Overall Creek has, I think, 996 students during the school day, and they serve about 270 ESP kids. So when you have about 400 students, a student body of 400 students, you're looking at our ESP program at that site at about 100. So across the board, the average is the same as far as an equation to the attendance of the school day, but it varies for sure based on each site.
I bet the kids feel, I mean, I could see where they feel a whole lot more relaxed in their school, especially when you have, you know, 800 less students.
That's right. Oh, that's right. And it's, you know, I grew up, both of my parents were teachers. And so it's really a neat thing to be in a school building after school, mm-hmm. when all of the students, you know, aren't there. And so they definitely, in the summer, they walk around, or, you know, and they feel like they have a sense of ownership in that building. And it is neat to have a broader use of the building. So
now, I know years ago, teachers would often come back to the school during the summer, prepare their classroom, hang stuff up, clean, whatever they do. Mm-hmm. Does that happen throughout the ESP school year? Do you have teachers who are not part of ESP who are coming there to get their classroom ready for that next school year?
Oh, absolutely. There's usually those time frames are usually set by, you know, our building, as far as like floors being fixed or maintenance or things like that. But there's definitely a time in the summer that they give those teachers, hey, after this date, you can get back in, and our teachers will utilize, you know, ESP. And we're also open, you know, all day long during their in-service days as well, so they can bring their kiddos there for sure.
Again, we're talking about the Murfreesboro City Schools and the ESP program throughout the summer. And our guest today, we have the coordinator of ESP, Cynthia Hopkins, and also the City Schools Communication Specialist, Tori Carr. And for any parent out there listening who does want to sign their child up for ESP, what do they need to do?
So we have a website, and it is www.easychildtracker.com. /ESP, and you can find that on our website. You can also find that on our social media as well. Please follow our Facebook. Mm-hmm. We update that constantly. I will update it. Tori's so good about updating as well with information. One of our site directors helps out with as that as well, and so it's usually updated all the time. You can find any information, you know, about that right there. There's on there right now, there's some information about our kinder camp, which we want to talk about as well. Our kinder camp is one of the most fun things that we do in the summer, that we provide for all of our incoming kindergarten students if they want to, and they do not have to be registered for ESP, you know, during the summer to attend. They can just register for this week. And it starts July 22nd, and it's at every site, and it allows incoming kindergarten students to come into the building, get used to the building, see the building, and get used to kind of what a day looks like. And the price of that is $75 for the week, and it is taught by our certified kindergarten teachers. So this the teachers that the students would see during the school year. We're super proud to offer that. And so if you get on our website and our social media right now, you'll see a big push for that, because it's very imperative to kind of, kindergarten can be scary for kids and can be scary for parents. And so we're very proud to offer that as well.
I think it is one of my favorite things that mm-hmm. we do offer. Just mm-hmm. that I know we always say, but those little babies are so little.
They're so little.
And they may or may not have seen the inside of their school building
That's
before.
Right.
And so this is a week where they can meet the teachers, meet the friends that they're going to be with for the next year, and just really get to know each other and the school and build those relationships.
And when it comes to special type programs within ESP, like let's say, for example, you're going to teach something on robotics, how do you go about making sure that the same program is at each school, or maybe the same program's not at each school? I don't know. How do you go about deciding those programs?
A lot of our specific programs can be based on what are our staff strengths, like what are some specialties that they have, and we'll kind of do our enrichments and programs through that. We also require throughout the school year kind of a movement enrichment as well as a science or arts enrichment. So that way we know there is a balance at every site. But our other specialty ones can be kind of based on what strengths are there. We do offer and work with instruction and certified teachers on very specific enrichments that go all throughout the school year. Robotics is one of them. Steel to Borrow is another. We have theater at Bradley. So there's a lot of camps that we make sure that are at every single site to balance that out. And then we also work with our certified teachers as well on that.
No, I know you said it's pretty inexpensive for parents to send their children mm-hmm. to ESP programs, but is a portion of, you know, funding all of this coming from the state, or how is it funded?
So in general, we are almost entirely self-funded based on the tuition that they pay. We do have one grant that we receive. It's a 21st Century Learning Grant, and it provides us an amount of money that helps pay for our tutoring costs, the pay that we give our certified teachers for the tutoring. It also provides that tuition rate at a discounted rate for an academic and a financial need.
And the rate to attend, it's far cheaper, I'm sure, than like if you were to have a babysitter all day
oh,
or
yes.
a childcare service.
Yes. And we offer three different rate options. You can just choose to come mornings only, and that's $25 for the whole week. You can choose to come just afternoons only, and that's $53 for the week. And you may do before and after combined, and that's $63 for the week.
So if you did mornings only or afternoons only, I would guess a lot of parents who are either part-time workers mm-hmm. or who just need a break of some kind
That's right.
do that.
That's right. And sometimes you'll have a situation where you have one parent working, you know, a night shift or something like that, and another parent working a different shift, or you have a situation where you work in Nashville, you know, and you need to be there by 7. So you have to drop off at 6 o'clock to get there. But there's another family member or parent or friend who can pick up at 2:30 or 3:30. And so that can usually, you know, vary on what they need. But we try to be very flexible in being able to offer those three different types.
And then again, the whole school day starts, or the school's open right at 6?
Oh, yes. We run 6 to 6 during the school year as well. So we have, I think, about half of our schools begin at 7:30 mm-hmm. and the other half start at 8:30. So some of our morning care, you know, those 8:30 sites, that's a little bit longer morning. So sometimes we'll offer an enrichment or tutoring in the morning there. Whereas our 7:30 start schools, you know, it's 6 to 7:30. We kind of just usually fit in, you know, small groups and then, you know, just kind of a downtime when they come in.
And again, this all closes out or ends for the summer that last week that schools are not open. Then
That's right.
That following Monday or Tuesday, whatever day
Start
the schools
right
reopen.
Back
right back into school.
Yes. And yesterday, we opened up our registration for the school year. So if you get on there right now, get on our site, you can see the link to that. And again, our rates did not increase. We were very fortunate in the fact that we did not have to increase our school year rates. And so you can get on there and register. And by our registration opened at 9 o'clock. And I think by 9:08, we had 100 students already registered. And by lunchtime, we had almost 400 and something students already registered for the school year. And so we'll definitely reach, you know, several thousand kiddos registered for that within the next couple weeks. So
right now that time, 8:50, we have to take a short break. And then when we come back, we will wrap it up. Again, talking about the Murfreesboro City Schools ESP program. Time again, 8:50.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Capstar is now a division of Old National Bank. You'll notice some changes as we complete the transition to Old National Bank. The Murphy Spread team that you know and trust at Capstar are always ready to serve you. We'll temporarily use Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, until the transition's complete. As always, we're ready to serve you at Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, member FDIC.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Time right now, 8:53. You're tuned to WGNS again on this Tuesday morning. We're talking about the Murfreesboro City Schools ESP program, and we have the coordinator of it, Cynthia Hopkins, with us, along with City Schools Communication Specialist, Tori Carr. And coming up in, what, next month, I guess, the Kinder Camp. What first of all, is Kinder Camp?
So Kinder Camp is a program that our district offers, and we run it through ESP. It's where our kindergarten teachers from each school will set up a just kind of a simulated day for our students to get used to the building, because you've got to think, some of our students coming in as kindergartners, they may or may not have seen their school. They may have been in an at-home daycare. They may have just been at a preschool, but it's a smaller building. And so when you get to a building the size of a regular school, as well as kids of all ages there, they've got big kids there as well, and how kindergarten looks at them, big kids, it can be overwhelming. And especially also if you're the oldest child in the family and you're going to kindergarten, that's really tough on parents. And so it's a good thing for parents as well. And so they get to come in and they get to take tours of the building. They have just to get into the classrooms and meet those teachers and meet friends. And that way, that transition on that first school day is not as difficult for them. So we're very proud to be able to offer that. Again, those dates are July 22nd through the 26th, and they will be at every single school site. Our ESP program, the ones that are having to combine its sites this summer due to construction reasons, they will all be back at their buildings on July 22nd, so everyone will be in their own home site. But the Kinder Camp runs the 22nd through the 26th from 9 to 12. It's a cost of $75, and you do not have to be an ESP person and enrolled in ESP to join. Anybody can get on there and go to Kinder Camp, and we will also provide before and after care for those kiddos as well that week, just to make that easy for parents.
And again, what grades does the ESP program serve?
So we serve all of our students, which is pre-K through sixth grade.
Okay, and I know we were talking a little bit off the air, if they don't have an income that's, I don't know what that cutoff point is, but there is help available to pay for the ESP program.
Absolutely. For our eight schools that are served by our grant that we spoke on earlier, if there's an academic need and a financial need, we offer our ESP at a very reduced rate. Families can also apply for an in-house scholarship as well. But one of our big sources that a lot of our families utilize is we will accept DHS vouchers. So for our families who call in and they, you know, just ask for assistance or say, how can I, you know, I really need this care, but it's very difficult for me to afford the cost. We will direct them to our Families First website at DHS, and we accept those DHS vouchers directly, so that DHS pays us directly, that the parents don't have to do anything other than just apply for it and get qualified, and then DHS pays us directly. So we're very glad to be in partnership with them on that for our families.
And if somebody would like to enroll their child, let's say this week, next week, what documents do they need to bring with them when they go to enroll their student?
So everything is done online. It's an application online, and we verify their information through our Skyward system as well to make sure they're students. So the majority of the information we need is already there and provided, because again, we're an in-house system, you know, with our district. And so we're able to kind of work with what we already have there to verify things. But just your basic registration information and, you know, just verification of address and things like that.
Sounds pretty easy.
It is pretty easy. We make it as easy as we can for our families.
So as we close this morning, if anybody would like to learn more information, can they call? Can they? Well, I know they
All
can visit the website.
They can visit the website, our Facebook, either City Schools Facebook, ESP Facebook, website, Twitter, call. Mm-hmm. Any way they want to get in touch with us, they can do Google us and they'll be fine.
They'll be able to find it. And they can call to our main office at 615-893-2313 and just ask for ESP. That's actually a prompt, I think, when they call in. Mm-hmm. Shoot us an email, but definitely give us a call. We would love to tell you more about the program.
And this will be going on up until the first half day of school, August 7th.
That's right. Our summer program will go on all the way through August 6th. So we'll be there for you.
Sounds good. All well, right. Thanks for joining us
Thank
this morning.
You.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.